Alain de Botton is a philosopher and author of Status Anxiety. He has some philosophical insight to offer into people who feel that their honor and integrity have been challenged.
For hundreds of years, the most sensible way to respond to anyone who betrayed your honor was to get out your pistol or sword and try to kill them. It was thought better to lose your life in defense of your honor rather than let bad ideas about you circulate in the public realm. From its origins in Renaissance Italy until its end in the First World War, the practice of duelling claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of Europeans. Though duels were at times sparked by matters of objective importance, the majority had their origins in small, even petty, questions of honour. In Paris in 1678, one man killed another who described his apartment as tasteless. In Florence in 1702, a literary man ended the life of a cousin who'd accused him of not understanding Dante. At the heart of societies that subscribe to an honour code is the belief that our value isn't our business. For the honour-bound person, what other people think of him will be the only factor in settling what he may think of himself. Though we may look askance at those who resort to violence to answer questions of honour, like the most hot-headed of duellers, our own esteem is likely to be determined by the value we're accorded by others. Duelling is only a helpfully far-fetched historical example of our thin skin towards matters of honour. An intense need to be viewed favourably by others has lost little of its hold on our sense of priorities. The fear of being dishonoured or a loser, as the chilling modern expression puts it, may haunt us no less than it did our duelling ancestors. But there is, of course, another way of going about things. Two movements in particular have left an imprint on the Western mind. Both of these have at their head a martyr figure, someone who goes to his death hated by most people around him, and yet who maintains faith in the value of himself and his project. I'm thinking of Christianity with Jesus on the one hand, philosophy with Socrates on the other. Both these traditions have stressed that what other people think of you and what the truth is can be distinct, and that what matters is what is actually the case rather than what opinion dictates. Oddly, we often want to be respected by people who we don't actually respect. So philosophers have traditionally stressed the need to worry only about those whose method of reasoning we actually rate. We shouldn't worry about what everyone thinks about us, only about those who are thinking reasonably. It's a good lesson for the next time your honour is insulted. It's after all very tiring to have to try and kill everyone who's ever had a bad thought about you.
Philosopher Alain de Botton is the author of Status Anxiety. He lives in London.